This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing. The diagnostic company Billion to One has launched its first product for commercial and clinical use, a blood test that's designed to help diagnose hereditary and rare diseases in fetuses. Called Unity, the test requires only a small sample of the mother's blood to determine whether the baby will be at high risk for developing diseases like spinal muscular atrophy and other single gene disorders like cystic fibrosis, sickle cell disease, and other inherited blood disorders. SMA is an autosomal recessive disorder. This means that a child must inherit two copies of the mutated gene, the SMN1 gene, one from the mother and one from the father, to develop the disease. A carrier has only one mutated SMN1 copy and often will not show disease symptoms. Carriers have a 50% chance of passing the mutated gene to their child. When both parents are carriers, the child has a 25% chance of being born with SMA. The price of the Unity screen is not available on a company webpage, but Billion to One says it is covered by commercial insurance and Medicaid in the U.S. under existing insurance codes for carrier testing. It is currently available at select clinics through Billion to One's Early Access Program, with plans for a broader launch later this year. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, known as the ACOG, recommends that pregnant women be screened to determine whether they are carriers for SMA and other single-gene disorders. Despite 11% of women tested being carriers for the disorder screened by Unity, the majority, or 95%, will give birth to healthy children, Billion to One states in a press release. But ensuring that a child born to a carrier will be healthy requires that the father also be screened, which is not always possible. Unity works by testing fetal DNA that can be found at very low levels in the mother's blood. Specifically, it uses reflex non-invasive prenatal testing. A pregnant woman is screened to determine whether she is a carrier, and if so, a blood sample will then be reflexively collected for further testing of the fetal DNA. The process takes up to 2 weeks, which the company states is faster than traditional carrier screening and, as such, more cost-effective. Augustin Attay, CEO and co-founder of Billion to One, said the following in a press release, quote, "We're extremely excited about the commercial launch of Unity, which will make the existing carrier screening process 10 times more accurate and efficient," end quote. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, October 1st, 2019. My summer was a roller coaster of ups and downs. Amid all of my adventures and celebratory occasions, I also dealt with loss and a fair share of chaos. That's life with SMA in a nutshell. June began with a rush of excitement. I took a day trip with my brother and his now wife to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I attended one of my favorite annual comic book conventions. Upon arrival, I ran into a friend who was volunteering at the show, and without hesitation he let me into the event free of charge. I'm not lying when I say that I'm the equivalent of a nerd outlaw. That day flew by, and it remains one of the highlights of my year. It wasn't extravagant or notably different from the many other cons that I've attended in the past 5 years, but it was a day of serenity spent with some of my best friends, talking about geek stuff and eating copious amounts of wings and fries. Plus, I got a picture with a fat Thor cosplayer. Then came my much-anticipated trip to Disneyland for the 2019 Cure SMA conference. As I recounted in a previous column, this vacation included meeting one of my SMA heroes, building a lightsaber at the new Star Wars theme park, and participating in an epic fist bump with a fellow Jayco robotic arm user. Yet, while the conference was fantastic, the trip there and back was nothing short of a nightmare. It was my first time flying with my wheelchair, and it's not something I plan on attempting again anytime soon. The airline folks managed to drop my chair not once, but 3 times, once on the way there and twice on the way back. When my parents and I left the airport that Monday morning to go home, we looked like we were leaving Mordor. The wrecking of my chair marked the beginning of an emotional saga in the Schaefer household. I haven't written about this yet in my column, but amid the chair fiasco, my Uncle Bob passed away. After a long fight with colon cancer, he died on July 25th, 2 days before my brother's wedding. Even when you know something is inevitable, it still stings. Uncle Bob was my dad's older brother, and their relationship in many ways mirrored my relationship with my older brother. Like them, Brian and I butted heads often as kids, had different interests, and were on opposite ends of the academic spectrum at school. Despite our differences, we became close friends as adults, which is also what happened with Dad and Uncle Bob. The best part of being Brian's brother is that he graciously allowed me to roast him during my rehearsal dinner speech. My family was hit by a wave of emotions during this time. We had a wedding and a funeral back-to-back, and the stress of getting my chair fixed lurked in the background. As it turns out, the damage to the chair led to issues with my Jayco arm. Another long story short, I went almost 2 months without being able to use this device. I won't name airlines, but the one that I used remains one of my least favorite organizations on planet Earth. This is life with SMA, a culmination of beauty, loss, adventure, trials, chaos, and more. I'm pleased to report that my robotic arm is working again, and the last night of my summer was nothing short of spectacular. I went to an outdoor concert with my friend Emily to see one of our favorite North Carolina folk bands. The cool air brushed past our faces as we listened to the soft rhythm of each song. Despite the whirlwind of emotions I experienced this summer, I felt only tranquility that night. My chair didn't even get stuck in the grass. Fall is here now, and I'm not sure what it will bring. All I know is that whatever life throws at me, I'm going to keep rolling on. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.